I'm Evan Johnson. I'm a plant pathologist at the Citrus Research and Education studying root health.
HLB causes drastic root loss.
Yes, it causes very substantial root loss, up to between 30 and 50% early in the disease process, from before visual symptoms are present to early symptom development, but then it continues to a 70 to 80% root loss later in the infection. Unfortunately, that's where most trees in Florida are at the moment.
And you talked about some of the ways to deal with root loss. One was encourage root longevity.
Yes, we're finding that the important thing, because HLB is increasing the turnover or the reducing the lifespan of those fibrous roots, it's really aiming at trying to maintain or improve that longevity so that the roots are functional for the tree for a longer period of time, which mainly involves reducing the stresses on the root system.
Reduce environmental root stress was another one of your ways to help root health.
Yes. We find that one of the best ways to kind of improve the root longevity is to reduce environmental stresses such as drainage issues and flooding, pH, rootstock incompatibilities, things like that, where the soil and the rootstock don't match, and trying to address those in existing groves.
Another way, reduce other root pathogens and pests.
Yes. Where possible and economically feasible, depending on what pests and pathogens you have in your site, in the soils, you need to manage those as well to reduce, because they can be a major added detriment to the tree on top of HLB, and HLB actually makes some of them worse, like Phytophthora and Diaprepes. So really, where possible and where economically feasible, you need to manage those if they're a problem in the grove. But again, you have to know the pressure that you have in your grove before you try a treatment.
And one final major one you spent some time on, match the rootstock to the soil. Very important.
Yes. If a rootstock is matched to the soil type, we see a much better early development of that tree. It grows much faster, it gets into production much faster, and will be healthier throughout its life. And in a situation where we know that those trees are going to get HLB at some point and they're going to start declining, we want the healthiest tree possible, and it avoids later expenses where you would be putting in inputs in to try and mitigate the mismatch between the rootstock and the soil. If you start with a rootstock that matches that soil, it eliminates that extra cost later on.
What else should growers know about root health and HLB?
Just basically a reiteration of what I've said, really, that you need to manage the root health based on the properties of the site itself. You need to know the soil at the site, you need to know your rootstock at the site, and you need to know the pest and pathogen problems at that site, and do the management based on the site, not a general management in your entire operation. It has to be block by block focused.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.